But praise God that they still make time to come and share with us beautiful music. Beautiful music that inspires us to worship our God and to give Him praise and thanksgiving for the many, many blessings that He bestows upon us. What a privilege, brothers and sisters, to come together. Amen? And Pathfinders, I know that the theme for this year is engaged, yes? Committed, focused. And I believe God wants us to be committed to Him. And to be committed to doing what He calls each one of us to do. Amen. How many of you have read Scripture time and time again, and then you've come to a passage and you've gone like, whoa, this must be important. Has that happened to you? Praise God. As I was reading Scripture, as I was reading Acts chapter 2, the word together came and struck me like right between the eyes. And I thought I would share with you this important subject on being together. And I see Bill Hubbs here. Praise God. And I see Mrs. Houghton here. Welcome. Yes. And who else did I see? I saw Tito. Yes. And Shashi. Anita. Praise God. That we can come together, amen? Come together as God's people. Come together to worship Him. Come together to pray. Come together to study God's Word. When I was a student at the seminary, I had two roommates who were non-Christian. They came from the beautiful country of India. And he would see me get up on Sabbath morning, get ready, go to church. And I had the opportunity of inviting him several times to come to church with me. And he said, I'll go. Sure. And he was there and he enjoyed, I believe, what he heard and saw. But I can remember one day I was getting ready to go to church. He had other plans with his brother. And he was sitting in the living room and he asked me the question, why are you going to church? Nobody had ever asked me that question. Why do you go to church? And I thought for a second, and I looked at him, and I said, I go to church to be with other believers and worship God in this special place called church. And I can remember him still saying, well, can't you worship God here? Can't you read the Bible here? Can't you pray to God here? Why do you have to go to church? And I believe, brothers and sisters, not because I'm a pastor, but I believe coming to church is very important. Amen? In fact, Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, a passage that many of us know maybe by heart. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse, I believe, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Pathfinders, you come together once a week? Yes? What day of the week do you come together? On Tuesdays. And when you come together, is it just to hang out and just talk about anything you want, or do you come together with a specific purpose in mind? You come together with a specific purpose in mind. Some of you come to learn, yes? Some of you come to learn new skills. And I believe, brothers and sisters, as a church, we don't just come once a week to say hi, good to see you. But we come together for a purpose. A purpose that I believe is very clearly stated in Scriptures. And I would like to invite you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Acts. We'll start with Acts chapter 1. And look at why is it that it's important for us to come together as God's people on a regular basis. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, a passage that we read about 2 weeks ago, tells us what Jesus did when he was assembled together with them, with the disciples. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus came together with his disciples to give them instruction, and very specific instruction as to what they needed to do. When we come to church, do we receive instruction? Amen. We have Sabbath school, a place where we can study together. We can share what we've learned about Scripture throughout the week, and we can share this with one another. Jesus instructed his disciples as they came together. And we have a known passage in Scripture that says, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am there. I am present. And so we can believe that God is presently here with us today. Acts chapter 1 and verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. And it names the people that were there: Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. And it tells us in verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They came together to do what, brothers and sisters? They came together to pray and to bring before God all their supplications. So as a church, when we come together with the purpose of receiving instruction. When we come together, we come with the purpose of praying together and bringing our petitions, our supplications before God. Can God hear my prayer when I pray at home, brothers and sisters? Yes, he hears our prayers. Praise God. Does he hear our prayers when we're driving? Yes, he hears our prayers when we're driving. Does he hear our prayers when we come to church and we're praying for one another and we're encouraging one another? He does. And in fact, these men and women were praying specifically for something to happen. They were asking for the Holy Spirit to come down as promised by the Father. If we go now to Acts chapter 2 and our scripture reading, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I see another important aspect about coming together. When we come together, God's Holy Spirit can come down upon us. Amen? And verse 3 tells us that then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, as one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They came together to receive the Holy Spirit, but with the purpose of sharing the good news, the gospel, with those around them, with others who didn't probably understand their language. And praise God, their hearts were touched. Amen? As they came together, they received the Holy Spirit, and they were able to go with power and preach the good news to those around them. So these are some passages that tell us how God's people came together in a setting like ours to receive instruction, to pray for one another, and also to share the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. As many of you know, Peter preached that evening, and that evening 3,000 people joined the church. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Can you imagine 3,000 people joining our church? We would have to do how many services? 8 services? 9 services? Many services. But this happened with only 120 of them that were gathered there that evening. They were able to share the good news with 3,000 men and women who made a decision for Jesus. And Acts chapter 2, verse 40 tells us one more thing. Acts chapter 2, verse 40 describes a vital church that is growing. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his words were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So again, they were receiving teachings, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Praise God for fellowship. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God for fellowship lunch. Yes? It's something that we practice here at the Fallbrook SDA Church, and I know many other churches do the same. We're right after our time together as a church family. We take time to break bread one with each other. And what does that do when we come together? Share with me. What happens when we come together at the table and we break bread together? We encourage one another. Thank you. What else happens?
We feel more complete.
We feel more complete. We feel we're part of a family. Yes? What else? Friendship. We get to know. We have a better understanding of those that are around us. Yes. We come closer to Jesus as well, amen, as we fellowship with each other. The Bible tells us that the fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. Were they together? They were together. God's church was together. And verse 46 tells me, so continuing daily with one accord, together, in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they even witnessed in their eating. Can we witness in our eating, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Pathfinders, can we witness in our eating? Yes, during fellowship lunch, we can witness. And look what it says here. They ate their food with gladness. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you like to eat your food with gladness?
Amen,
amen. I do too. I like to eat my food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Were they grateful for what they received? It must could have been very simple, but they were grateful and they showed it. In fact, verse 47 tells us, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added, I would say the Lord multiplied, yes, to the church daily those who were being saved. When they came together to praise God, to give Him thanks. Is that why you come to church? You come to church because you have a grateful heart. Because you just want to tell God, God, thank you again for bringing me through another week. Thank you, Father, for work. Thank you for health. Thank you for my family. And the list can go on and on. Did you hear the kids, what they were thanking God for? Praise God. There's so many things we can be grateful for. And I don't know about you, but November is one of my favorite months. Amen? And again, it's because we can come together, yes, with family, with friends. And as a church, we definitely can enjoy this every week, coming together and sharing our praises with God. This Wednesday, past Wednesday, we had our prayer meeting in the morning, and our group got together, and we're reading through the book Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6. I can tell you, I had never read that book in my life before. Probably read passages from it, but not in a systematic way from beginning to end. And I've been blessed. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6. And I want to just share with you some quotes regarding church and why we come together. Everyone should feel that he has a part to act in making the Sabbath meetings interesting. Amen. It's not just the pastor's duty. Amen?
Amen.
It's all of us. We can make the Sabbath meetings interesting, especially for our young people. You are not to come together simply as a matter of form, but for the interchange of thought, for the relation of your daily experiences, for the expression of thanksgiving, for the utterance of your sincere desire for divine enlightenment, that you may know God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Communion together in regard to Christ will strengthen the soul for life's trials and conflicts. Never think that you can be Christians and yet withdraw yourselves within yourselves. Each one is a part of the great web of humanity, and the experience of each will be largely determined by the experience of his associates. So when we come to church, is it important for us to come to church with a cheerful heart, brothers and sisters? Amen? Can my experience influence somebody else who might come to church with a sad heart or a discouraged heart? Yes? The Bible tells us yes. Look at this other quote. The church of God below is one with the church of God above. Believers on the earth and the beings in heaven who have never fallen constitute one church. Every heavenly intelligence is interested in the assemblies of the saints who on earth meet to worship God. In the inner court of heaven, they listen to the testimony of the witness for Christ. In the outer court on earth, and the praise and thanksgiving from the worshipers below is taken up in the heavenly anthem, and praise and rejoicing sound through the heavenly courts, because Christ has not died in vain for the fallen sons of Adam. While angels drink from the fountainhead, the saints on earth drink of the pure streams flowing from the throne, the streams that make glad the city of our God. And she says, oh, that we could all realize the nearness of heaven to earth. When the earth-born children know it not, they have angels of light as their companions. Is heaven near? It's very near. Jesus made it possible, amen, for us to be reconnected to heaven. And I know that Satan is trying really hard, brothers and sisters, to make us believe that we are by ourselves on little planet Earth, and there's no one who can help us. Is Satan trying to do this? Have we been watching the news? Think of Sunday, last Sunday. A church like ours. And somebody walks in. Death, pain. The pastor and his wife weren't there. They had invited a guest speaker. And the guest speaker was shot and killed. The pastor's daughter was there. A 14-year-old. The age of many of our children here in our church. And she was killed. Can we be praying for that church, brothers and sisters? Can we be praying for these families? It's a time to be praying. But something that caught my attention from all the things that were said throughout this week were the words of that mother, the pastor's wife, who lost a beautiful young lady, a 14-year-old. And she said something that I'm paraphrasing here. She said, I praise God, I'm thankful to God that when this happened, my daughter was surrounded by her church family. I don't know about you, but if I ever have to go through a difficult moment, time in my life, I want to be surrounded by family. I want to be surrounded by my church family. Amen? I don't want to go through difficulties by myself. And I believe this is what church is all about. We are here to encourage one another. Is life easy? It's not easy. Is it easy for anyone? Can we say there is a group of people on this earth that have it? They've made it. Or are we all suffering? We're all suffering, brothers and sisters. And this is where we can come together as God's people, receive instruction. This is where we can come together as God's people and pray. This is where we can come together as God's people and share the good news. Because we have hope, amen? Amen. We have a blessed hope. And Pathfinders, this is where we come together. And we work together. And we let the world know that there is a better place. That Jesus has gone to prepare for everyone who believes in him. Last quote. God teaches that we should assemble in his house to cultivate the attributes of perfect love. This will fit the dwellers of earth for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for all who love him. Can we say amen to that? Amen. This is a place where we come to learn how to relate to one another, how to relate to God, how to be ready to live in heaven. There, they will assemble in the sanctuary from Sabbath to Sabbath, from one new moon to another, to unite in loftiest strains of song, in praise and thanksgiving to him who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, is it important for us to come together? It's important, more than ever. I want to encourage you. And Pathfinders, I want to encourage you too. Stay engaged. Yes? Stay committed. Stay together, okay? Satan will try to divide. He's a master in division. But God is a master in bringing us together, amen?
Amen.
And he brings us together through this amazing love reflected, revealed to us human beings in Jesus Christ. May God help us to stay together. May God help us to be a witness of his amazing love. Amen. At this moment, I'd like to invite the congregation to stand as we sing together a beautiful hymn.